The Frank Sontag Show is brought to you by Home Comfort USA and the IRS problem solver, Phil Liberatore.
Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. We're going to jump right in. We have a full show tonight. Later in the broadcast, we're going to talk about Mar-a-Lago. We have to. Some studies in the news about brain function and enhancing your age and a whole lot of things. But we're going to begin with a guest who in our community does incredible work. And this is for everybody listening. Dr. John Shea is the founder of RejuvaU, and I'm going to bring him right on. John, how are you this evening?
Hi, doing great. Thank you.
So I want to just, time is of the essence. I want to bring you right on and have you just jump in and talk about RejuvaU. I know you've been in existence for a couple of decades, but I want you to share the difference between med spas and what you do in the area of regenerative medicine. There's a huge difference, and I want to give you the opportunity right from the get-go.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, so sometimes people ask, what's the difference here? Isn't this just is this a med spa? And in the beginning, maybe we didn't know what to call ourselves, but right now I definitely see the difference. And in the typical idea of a med spa, you go in there, and they're just not really doing anything that's significant medically for you. It's just a spa type treatment. It's maybe a freshen your face a little bit. And typically, though, it's in the form of something to paralyze your muscles called Botox. And the other thing is to just plump up and fatten certain areas with what they call fillers. And, you know, sometimes people plump up their lips and then they look like silly ducks or fish. And that is a look that is just ridiculous. And we just completely move away from. And then sometimes they overfill their cheeks because they're trying to inflate it to lift up their jowls, you know, the lower part of the corners of their mouth, and you end up over fattening the face. And then again, these are unnatural. And I think that's what people are usually scared of when you think of going to one of these places. And what we look at it, and we're called RejuvaU because, you know, it's about rejuvenating the person. I'm not trying to do something that's artificially faking something. We're not called fake you. It's we want to actually rejuvenate. What we want to do is actually change things so that you become healthier, so that your skin becomes a better version of itself, back to when you were at a younger state, when it was healthier. So the types of things that we do is we want to make it better, and yes, as a result, you look better. So I guess we're trying to get a similar goal, except we're trying to do it naturally and real, where your skin actually improves, becomes younger, becomes healthier. If we need to use a little bit of Botox or fillers, yes, we have that available, but that is not the focus of the treatment. So a med spa, typically you see a lot of fillers and Botox, and that's what they typically do, and very little actual restoration of the skin and body.
So when I first met you, there was an education process that I had to go through because, again, I was honed in the area of aesthetics and so much of what we're bombarded with commercials, etc. And you sat me down and you talked about actual restoration and regeneration. This is about the healing properties that the body already has.
Yeah, exactly. So the result that you get is not because I put something into your body or injected it in there, like Botox and fillers. The result that you get of the healing, the new collagen in your skin, or if it's maybe it's new cartilage in your knee joint, it's because your body made it. You know, I helped it along by using certain growth factors, whether it's from your own blood, your PR platelet-rich plasma, which has a lot of growth factors, or there are these new advanced things with stem cells and exosomes. And, you know, those are a whole different level of regeneration. But that is the idea, is regenerative medicine is to try to regenerate what you've lost. Or sometimes we like to say it's what you've lost or what has been stolen from you from aging or injury. You know, you're going along just fine, and one day you look in the mirror and think, oh, my gosh, how did I age overnight? Or the past month I aged. You know, actually it's going over time, but there's a certain point that you suddenly realize it. You know, and so so we feel like it snuck up and stole it from you, but we're trying to help. We can help give that back. And sometimes it's an injury. You just stepped wrong and you twisted something and you tore a meniscus, or your cartilage and your joints are wearing down and you end up with arthritis. and arthritis only gets worse. It doesn't change and get better. But if you use some of the regenerative therapies like PRP, you can actually improve that cartilage again. And a year later, studies will show that you're better off and you still feel better than you did a year ago. And in arthritis, that doesn't normally happen. But with regenerative medicine, we can accomplish that.
Dr. John Shea is founder of RejuvaU. I want to give out the info a number of times. This is very important stuff. And again, I want to stress to our listeners, John is not the founder of a med spa per se. This is about regeneration, whether we're talking about skin, whether we're talking about joints and knees. And later in the broadcast, we're going to talk about some serious things like brain injury, some of the things that John has done. Information is as follows. RejuvaU.com is their website. R-E-J-U-V-A-U, RejuvaU.com. And the number to call is 626-551-4800. Make a call, make an appointment, get to know John and Floy and the staff, and you'll be glad you did, no doubt about it. You mentioned kind of joints and injuries. I had a little bit of a torn rotator cuff and came in a few months ago, and you had me get a PRP injection, and I'm just being honest. In about 2 weeks, I noticed a difference, and now I'm playing basketball in the pool with my son when I couldn't even pick up my shoulder before.
Yeah, that's so good to hear. We love hearing that from our patients. That's what keeps us going. The you know, normally you tear a rotator cuff, and then maybe it gets worse because they don't know what else to tell you to do. Maybe they have you take ibuprofen, which is an anti-inflammatory drug, but what people don't realize it actually impairs your ability to build collagen properly. And so when the body wants the repair, it can't even do it correctly because the doctors all tell you to take NSAIDs or non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, and ibuprofen or Advil, Motrin is the same thing. And it ends up making your body unable to make collagen correctly, so it won't repair it. So what happens is your rotator cuff just gets worse, and eventually you get to have surgery. And that's what the doctors who are surgeons need to do, is to do surgery. But there are things, again, we can do. We help the body along. Using PRP, that's what our body normally is trying to do. It sends its platelets there to stop the bleeding. If it is bleeding, the platelets form a clot. They get activated, and they open up, and they release all these growth factors. Platelets actually, they're not just little plugs to stop bleeding. They actually contain all these growth factors, for whether it's for building cartilage or bone, if you have a bone injury or fracture, or actually or collagen for your skin. So, and there's many types of growth factors, and they're also building blood vessels and nerves and all those things. So we actually harness that. We concentrate that. It's got to be concentrated to at least 5 times concentration. And this is important because if you don't have enough PRP, or somebody does a weak PRP, it's only 2 times concentration from normal, then it's not going to have the same benefit. So it's got to be the right concentration and the right amount. And then when you put that in the area of the injury, we're basically helping it. I don't know if people call it biohacking, possibly. We don't like to think of it necessarily as biohacking, but I guess it falls into that category. We are just using... we're just helping the body to accomplish more, and but in a natural way. It's the most natural way to approach it. It's not about drugs. It's about your body has this potential to heal and repair. And so in your case, the PRP repairs the torn ligaments or tendons, whatever is injured in the area. Also, any muscle injury that's in the area is being repaired by your own body.
John, so, we've got
definitely.
We've got 2 minutes before we need to break. I want to emphasize what you just said and set it up very quickly. Many years ago, I heard Kobe Bryant was doing something called PRP on his knees, and I think he was flying to Europe to do it. This is, you know, at least a decade ago. We've made leaps and bounds and advances in medicine. Talk about the growth edge for you and all of the way in which you continue to challenge yourself to stay on top of the latest in terms of regenerative medicine.
Yeah, so he was going out there because people here didn't really know about it. And we still hear that these days. Some people are going to Panama to get stem cells, but there are places that do stem cells here as well. So stem cells are the next level up from donated umbilical cord stem cells. So So things have evolved. There's a lot on the horizon. There's many studies showing the potential of this, using stem cells to heal brain injuries, whether it's cerebral palsy, children that were born with a brain injury, or children that were near drownings have been helped. Adults with Parkinson's disease, are able to now walk. And actually, one guy even bought a car and started driving again. So there's been leaps and bounds in that. And, you know, it's a standard thing now. You know, the NBA, NFL, they'll just go straight to that. They don't always advertise all of that, but they'll go straight to that.
And in terms of this topic, you're not just talking anecdotally. You're talking about some things you've done, which I want to talk about in the next segment, as well as give out the information again to our listeners. Dr. John Shea is founder of RejuvaU. RejuvaU.com is the website. Whether you are interested in anti-aging, regenerative medicine, aesthetics, if you've got sore joints, whatever, call him. 626-551-4800 is the number to call. 626-551-4800. We're going to delve into an amazing area that John just made mention of, and we'll do that next. This is the Frank Sontag Show. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. My guest is Dr. John Shea from RejuvaU in Pasadena. They do a number of procedures, and the emphasis is regenerative medicine, cutting-edge technologies, and they believe in healing, repairing, and restoring our bodies to a more natural and healthy state. John is a friend. I want to be very transparent about that. He and his wife are great friends, and they do amazing things at RejuvaU. So if you're listening and you think, oh, I just want to kind of get my face fixed up, you can do that there. If you've got achy joints or arthritis, they can probably take care of that. And the area I want to briefly talk about, and I don't know how in-depth you can go, but you just made mention of things like Alzheimer's or brain injuries, and you have done some things at RejuvaU with young children.
Yes. Yeah. So it's exciting stuff. Like I said, the range of regenerative medicine goes all the way from simple as PRP from your own body and all the way to umbilical cord stem cells. So healthy newborn babies with donated umbilical cords, they extract and they purify the stem cells from that. There's also exosomes that come in it, and those can be used for regenerative purposes. Now, right now, the FDA is not an FDA-approved thing, because they look at anything that cures disease as a drug, and drugs have to go through a FDA approval process. So that's the touchy part about this, right? I can't be going on and making claims about it, but I can let you know that that is the range of it, whereas PRP can solve minor problems. The studies will show that these stem cells can restore a joint so that you don't have to have a knee replacement somebody who's bone on bone. This can be used on somebody who, like I said, has Parkinson's disease, and the drugs were never going to cure it, but after the stem cell treatments, they regain a lot of function. We have, like I said, children that could not even crawl correctly at 4 or 5 years old, and then they start to walk and lead much improved lives. So there's a huge range of it. There is PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. Right. It's not just a psychological problem. Some people think, oh, maybe they're just weak. It's not about that. It's because studies will show that people with PTSD, they actually have part of the brain that has been damaged. Their hippocampus, there are cells that die when they've been exposed to just visually experiencing or seeing something like that. Part of their brain can die. And like I said, the hippocampus, and that is part of why they have so many problems. It's not a weak mental state. But because of that, we've seen regenerative technologies, like I've mentioned, used, and we've used them on many veterans, some high-risk missionaries that we know of that have used it, and they've regained a lot of their function by using these regenerative therapies. So things that we've seen, like I said, children walking, Again, children with genetic diseases that are completely fatal. One is called Batten's disease. All the children die from this because their brain degenerates and they all die. at about 5 or 6 years old. But except when we see them, these kids end up improving, and they're not declining. We've seen people that bone on bone with knee joints that now don't need surgery, and it works, I want to say, basically all the time.
Mm.
So, yes, there's a lot that we can do with it, from the neuroregeneration all the way to, which is the brain, fixing the, repairing damaged areas of the brain as well as the joints. The way it works, people think, how these stem cells work. It's not that the stem cells go in and they attach and then they grow into a new brain. Then you have your brain and somebody else's brain.
Right.
What they actually do is the stem cells go in there and they come alongside the damaged cells. And when they come alongside the damaged cells, they communicate with the damaged cells and find out what's wrong. And then it sends over information on how it should fix itself. Not unlike that vaccine that was out for COVID when they were sending mRNA to help reprogram the cells. But in this case, what the stem cells do is it tells the damaged cells what to do to start functioning correctly and proliferate and grow more of the new cells and repair. So that's what's actually happening. It's not that you're growing a brain from somebody else's tissue,
right?
Or a new liver or pancreas. And I mentioned pancreas because the pancreas makes insulin. So that's where, in studies, people who have diabetes start to make insulin again on their own, and then their diabetes is improving. So again, these are touchy areas because these are diseases that have a lot of drugs that are used to treat them. But, we're talking about therapies that can actually restore function. And again, that's the regenerative medicine part of all this, is that we're able to now restore things.
Let me reintroduce you. Dr. John Shea is my guest from RejuVU. When you talk about such things, did you start out and pursue being a doctor thinking about this, or is this something that has evolved over time? Talk a little bit about your progression, if you will.
Yeah. So when I started out, I was doing all kinds of things, whether it was surgical things. I thought plastic surgery was fun and interesting, but still I just liked helping children and adults. And so I started out in basically like a family medicine setting, and that expanded into anti-aging medicine with the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. And it was all older doctors. I was the youngest guy. All these older doctors, they're basically wanting to find a way to live longer. And so I joined this big organization, and it wasn't about more drugs. Everything was more about natural things: how to make your hormones normalize, how to replace hormones, how to eat healthier. And it was resulting in people getting stronger and healthier, where people in their 50s and 60s would respond that they feel better now and they have more energy than they did when they were in their 40s, and they were improving. And so you could actually, your best life is actually later on, that it was possible. And that was just fascinating for me. So I started doing a lot of anti-aging. It was natural things. I mean, who would think, melatonin? It's just this basic, inexpensive supplement. And yet mammals are found to live 25% longer when you give that to them. So that's one thing really quick tonight. You guys can all get some melatonin. Yes, it helps you sleep better, but it'll extend your lifespan. And we also see that it has a lot of anti-cancer properties as well.
Right.
So a lot of things that were more natural, and diet and those things. And then that led to these lasers, because it wasn't plastic surgery that was some fakeness. These lasers and energy, radio frequency, electrical energy, these things were actually triggering the bodies and the skin to become healthier, to restore collagen. So it was a real change. It was you. It's renewing the real you. It's like our slogan, renew the real you. It was building those things back. And as it evolved, when PRP and stem cells came about, it was just a natural progression, because that's what we wanted to do, help you avoid surgery, because you don't always have to do that when you can catch these things early and repair. And so the technologies are there now: energies, your own growth factors, donated from a donor stem cells, and so forth. So these are just huge things that can be done. I think it's everybody's different. It would warrant and be worth a free consultation. We can talk to people about it. There's stuff that we can't really talk about publicly about certain treatments, But, you know, if they're a patient, we can, you know, discuss with them personally about their specific condition and if there is a regenerative option for them.
Let me give the information out again, and not to interrupt you. Rejuvayou.com is their website, R-E-J-U-V-A-Y-O-U, Rejuvayou.com, and a very easy number to call, 626-551-4800, 626-551-4800. John, we've got a few minutes. I just want to share this with the listeners. Now, this is the truth. I invited you on. This isn't an infomercial. Our agenda is getting the information out to people by which you can be healthier, you can be stronger, you can have more vitality. And this is something, because I know you personally, this is kind of, how shall I say this? You labor over this. And I guess what I want to give you an opportunity in the last 3 minutes we have is just share what's on your heart, because for so many things in life, we don't have to live the way we do. We have choices. I did a program last week on foods that you put in your body that can be detrimental or can be an attribute. But things like skin, health, joints, knees, brain function, all of these things, there's cutting edge technologies and you're at the forefront of doing this. So talk more of your heart, share with the listeners, invite people, and then I'll give out the information again as we close.
Yeah, you got to look at this as, your skin or your joints, typically it's one of those things that it's kind of like a wear and tear item, like the bottom of your shoes. It just kind of wears out, except you can't really replace it. It just gets worse. And we've kind of come to accept that point. And then you do plastic surgery, you do a facelift, and you didn't improve the skin. All you did was just stretch it back. And, you know, that's kind of like if you had a heart, maybe you're kind of weak in your heart and your lungs, and instead of exercising, eating better, taking the supplements that you need to get healthier, all you did was take an energy drink or a Red Bull or something, and then one day you have a heart attack, and then you get open heart surgery. And what did they do? They didn't help your heart become younger. All they did was stop you from dying. And I think if you end up at that point, you missed this whole opportunity to get healthier for your heart. But we know we can do that these days. That's why people exercising, people are so fit. But can you do that to your skin? Is there fitness for your skin and your joints? And there is. I want people to know that we can still restore, we can make it healthier, and we can maintain that over time. If I look back 10, 15 years, my mom who gets treatments, myself, we look better than our friends who are younger than us. Mm-hmm. And our older friends are same age as us. They look 10, 15 years older than us now. And so it's, you can maintain it. You can keep what you have and just be a good steward. A lot of this is about taking care of what you've been blessed with and then being a good steward of it. And so take care of your health, take care of your skin, your body.
Mm-hmm. Last question, and it may sound like an obvious question, but I want to ask it anyway. Do you love what you do?
You know, this is, you know, my own personal beliefs, right? I'm a Christian, but it's just my own beliefs. You know, it's not about, you think of it, you're here for a better purpose. And so people that have, I've been blessed with being able to gain this knowledge and experience. I think some of these ideas of how we use these regenerative therapies, including stem cells and PRP, I think those were put together. There was by God. And you got to think about when you're here on this earth, are we here to just fulfill our potential and get the most as you can, or are you here to fulfill your purpose? And so to me, when people say, are you doing what you're put here for? And I'm thinking, yes, you should see the people we've changed the lives of and given life to people. And so I think that is what's on my heart. You know, it's fulfilling our purpose in life. Mm-hmm. And every time we see these kids, a mom just sent me a message today, says, look at my son. He can walk sideways now. And he could not walk before we saw him. He had a brain injury when he was younger, 4 or 5 years now, could not walk. And after we started treating him, she just sent me a video. He's standing, he's walking, and he's making sideways steps. And I was like, wow, that is amazing.
Well,
and it's just miraculous.
And what you do, I mean, it is amazing and miraculous. Let me give the number out again, 626-551-4800. Rejuvayou.com is their website. Dr. John Shea has been my guest. John, it's always a blessing to hear from you. Thank you for being on the program tonight.
Thank you, Frank.
You're so welcome. Yeah, absolutely. We will continue with more. This is the Frank Sontag Show. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for joining us. My thanks again to Dr. John Shea from RejuVU. He's an amazing man, and I cannot emphasize highly enough to reach out to him and just make an appointment and find out if they can indeed help you in the area that you're concerned about. Talking about helping people, I'll get this out of the way too. I had a conversation with a good friend who is a sponsor of this broadcast, Phil Liberatore from IRS Problem Solvers. And this is the time of year where most of us, we've got our taxes filed if we took care of business, and it's kind of a quiet time for Phil. And we had a conversation on the phone yesterday, and he said, you know, are you mentioning it on the air? Yes, of course, Phil, because you've allowed me to get back on the air and you sponsor the program. And he said, I've got time now to really get deep and help somebody. Maybe somebody has put something off. Maybe they've not filed taxes. Maybe they're just stressed. And in the news, you hear about 87,000 more IRS agents. Phil's got friends that are IRS agents. It's a win-win. So if you file taxes and if you're thinking you're not fully confident in where you are, where you're going, I cannot emphasize this enough as well. Call Phil, set up an appointment. Get your taxes straight now before what is to come looks like it's coming. 877, the number 6-SOLVER, 877-6-SOLVER, or stopirspain.com. You know, I've been in radio 30-some years, and this program is uniquely different from any program I've done before. This is mine. I have full control. The people that I make mention of that are sponsors, they're dear friends that do amazing work. I'm not padding my pockets here. I don't want to get too in the weeds here, but I just have to tell you, these people are serious at what they do. And I'll say don't believe me, but find out for yourself. When I make mention, at the end of this spot break, I'm going to introduce a friend that's just an amazing guy. He's a musician. But my point is, there is help out there in a lot of areas of life. Pick up the phone, go to a website, take a risk maybe in some ways, and find out for yourself. One of the mottos on this program is to live life to its fullest. I think that's God's plan for us, is to indeed live life to its fullest. Here's a story that's in the news that caught my eye. A study reveals that in older adults, even 20 minutes of moderate physical activity can protect against cognitive decline. That's right. Not necessarily the body, but your mind, your brain. Listen to this. It's widely known that exercise has a positive effect on the body and metabolic health. Less studied is how exercise affects the brain, particularly where in the brain the effects are seen. Now, researchers from the German Center for Neurodegenerative Diseases have conducted a new study addressing this very issue. What did they find out? They have discovered the intensity of exercise plays a vital role in brain volume, particularly in areas linked to cognitive decline. Listen to this. The team used data from a previous work by the same organization called the Rhineland Study, which is a large study in Germany that analyzed physical activity from thousands of volunteers ages 30 to 94. Now, that's a big chunk, if you will. The results show that physical activity plays an invaluable role in almost all of the brain regions, and a trend was also discovered. Listen to this. Authors say that with more intense physical activity, the larger the brain regions actually were in volume and thickness of cortex. Now, I want to stop down for a moment. This is kind of crazy to me. I'm like, I've been an athlete my whole life. I work out. I try to take care of myself. But I never thought that there's attributable properties to exercise that help your brain. Listen to this. In elderly people, they found the sharpest increase in volume, literally in the brain, across the board, was with only moderate levels of activity. We're talking about older people, 70s, 80s, even 90s. Means about 15 to 20 minutes of exercise may be protective against neurodegeneration, which obviously is most prevalent in that demographic, right? Researchers believe that this work may provide valuable insight into neurodegeneration prevention measures in younger people, since their findings suggest that diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's can be prevented in part due to exercise. Study is published in the journal Neurology. I am fascinated. There was a time in my life where I wanted to be a surgeon. In fact, I guess I can say this. I lied and I got into a surgery at one medical center. I was kind of studying medicine. I knew some doctors. They let me in. The point of the story is I've been fascinated by the body. I survived a motorcycle accident in 1984 where I was rear-ended, impact 110 miles an hour. I had no helmet on. My body took quite a shock, my back. And I've always been fascinated by how the bodies can our bodies can bounce back if we do certain things. I was a competitive athlete for years, right? You train, you exercise, you eat right. I'm a Christian. The Bible talks about treating your body as a temple. And yet I'm grieved because I know the second leading cause of death in our culture is obesity. And I want to be careful here. You know, there's sometimes genetic components to that. But I think for a lot of people, it's basically choices, the way that you live and eat and maybe lack of exercise. And it just burdens me. Let's do what we can in the moments we have to live the best life that we can right here, right now. Amen. I hope that makes sense. Next hour, we're going to get into Mar-a-Lago a little bit. I'm going to weigh in on probably the biggest news story in a while. The numbers are always 800-222-5222, 800-222-5222. I want to set something up here, and then Wayman is going to play something that will kind of it's going to be interesting. Now, let me set it up. Years ago, and he doesn't know I was going to say this, I was a life coach. One of the men that I coached for a few years, you're going to hear, it sounds like a commercial, was this man. His name is Craig Parker Adams. And again, he doesn't know I'm going to say any of this. And Craig and I did some work together. He had a recording studio in Hollywood that's kind of historic. And I didn't even realize to ask him until we had gotten together for a while if he played an instrument at all. And one day he just kind of said, well, yeah, I play a little guitar, very humble. And then I saw some of the YouTube clips and I was like, you've got to be kidding me. He's been playing for a long time. So Craig contacted me last week and say, hey, I've got this crazy commercial for my brand new album. It's called Vistale Buell. And he said, can we run it on the show? So he's paid a little bit of money. And we're going to run it this hour, next hour, and I hope and pray you check out his album. It's a great album. It's a long time in coming. But listen to this spot.
In a world where seahorses ride dirt bikes and gumballs grow on trees, comes the DNA cleansing rock concert of purified notes to help you be the most incredible, ultimate, bestest you. Vistale Buell, a sassy tropical blend of coconut, banana, mango, pineapple-flavored rock guitar, here to liberate and heal your soul. Take the journey and get your copy of Vistale Buell now at IARERecords.com. That's IARERecords.com. And be a part of the greatest selling rock record of all time, Vistale Buell. Coming to a stadium near you.
Warning. Initiates healing upon contact.
I love that. Now, Craig is a great guy and a good friend, and I would feel disingenuous if I would be upfront about that. He sent me his album a few weeks ago, and it's really good. So if you're into rock and you like what you just heard, you can go to CraigParkerAdams.com as his site, or the site that was mentioned in the spot. I have a heart for musicians. I spent 27 years at a rock station in town. Many of you used to hear me on KLOS, and I have some acquaintances that have done well in the music industry, and some are still trying to make it. And Craig is kind of in the middle. He's an accomplished recorder, in terms of an engineer and studio, and he's one heck of a guitarist. So I hope and pray that you check out CraigParkerAdams.com, and maybe we'll get Craig in the studio sometime next month and have him plug in an amp, and we'll really have some fun. What do you say? When we continue, there's a story out about family dinner. I want to keep it light this hour before we weigh into Mar-a-Lago next hour and all the craziness that's happening in our country. 800-222-5222 are the numbers to call into the program. If you have any thoughts, anything you want to share, the phone lines are open. And we will continue of more of this, the Frank Sontag Show. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for joining us. By the way, if you miss any portion of this broadcast, you can listen to the podcast in its entirety. There's a number of different sites. We're on Rumble. Seems like we've got a lot of attention on Rumble. I'm not sure I understand that one, but we're on Rumble. You can go to franksontag.com. I have a men's ministry called Kingdom Men's Gathering, or KMG. If you've not downloaded the KMG app, please do so. You can listen on the KMG app, and you can go to this station's website. And our podcast is usually up in a fairly good turnaround time. We're going to get into an audio clip in a moment that's very disconcerting. But before we do, I want to share just kind of a fascinating story. Now, I grew up, and in my recollection growing up, the family evening dinner meal was a big deal. Even though my dad was working a lot, and we rarely had the entire family sit down to dinner. And if I can be completely honest, my family right now, we really don't sit down for family dinner. But I want you to listen to this. This is a story out of New York. It starts with between after-school sports and parents working long hours. The question needs to be posed, is the family dinner becoming more obsolete? Do you have family dinner? Call 800-222-5222. I'd love to hear. 3 in 5 Americans believe every dinner should be a family dinner. And for me, that's a bit exuberant. I'm kind of surprised by that. I thought most people don't even think about family dinners anymore, but it seems like sentimentally, a lot of people still yearn for it. In a poll of thousands of U.S. adults, the average person says they only get to spend 3 dinners out of the week with their loved ones. Many have seen a decline in how often they get to eat with family, leaving them wanting more. Nearly half the poll, 49%, say having a family dinner together is an important way to connect over a meal. Now, maybe this is me. I'm surprised by this. These numbers are high to me. I didn't realize, and maybe that's just me, I didn't realize that a good percentage of us still do the family dinner thing at least 3 times a week. So that's a story that has a bit of optimism and enthusiasm. Sitting around the dinner table, you know, you think about talking about the day. We're just so busy all the time. Maybe it's just me. Maybe that's not you. 800-222-5222. Speaking of the family, this is a story that's very concerning. Now, I'm sure if you have young people in the house, especially if they go to public school, if you haven't been directly impacted by some of the education they're learning, you have heard stories, horror stories, from people that identify themselves as therapists advocating certain things that are taught in school. Now, we're going to play an audio clip from a woman who identifies herself as a sex therapist. And the whole pitch is, now the attempt is to normalize pedophilia. They call it minor attracted persons. Listen to this, and then we're going to talk a bit more about this on the other side.
So my name is Miranda. I use she, her pronouns, and I'm a licensed professional counselor and sex therapist in Erie, Pennsylvania. And today I want to talk about minor attracted persons. And I want to talk about minor attracted persons because they are probably the most vilified population of folks in our culture. And most folks are making incorrect assumptions about them without actually knowing much about them. And those assumptions create harm for an already marginalized population. You may have noticed that I'm using the term minor attracted persons, sometimes abbreviated to MAPS, instead of the more commonly used term pedophile. And I'm doing this because the term pedophile has moved from being a diagnostic label to being a judgmental, hurtful insult that we hurl at people in order to harm them or slander them. I also prefer person first language that recognizes that any label we might apply to a person is only part of who they are and doesn't represent everything that they are. We are all people first with many different facets or parts of ourselves, and this includes folks who are attracted to minors. So to start with, let's talk about what a minor attracted person is or who they are. This term simply means that the person has an enduring sexual or romantic attraction to minors. They've not chosen this attraction, just as the rest of us have not chosen whatever our attraction is. You don't get to choose to be heterosexual or to be gay or whatever you are. And you don't get to choose to be a minor attracted person. Some minor attracted persons are attracted to a specific age range of minors, while some are not. And some minor attracted persons are exclusively attracted to minors and are not attracted to adults at all. Some minor attracted persons are also attracted to adults.
Now, if your mouth is hanging open, close it. And I would hope and pray that this makes you livid. This is real. This is a small part of what's going on. This woman is a therapist. Pedophilia is being normalized. Oh, they can't, you know, we judge them harshly and it hurts them. This is only part of who they are. Are you flipping kidding me? And this is just one of many areas. A church that I attended last Sunday spent 10 minutes before the actual service talking about what was going on in the community with the school board and what's being taught in their elementary schools. This is outrageous. And yet, if you hear her voice, she sounds so calm and she gives her accolades. And this is normal now. Minor attracted persons. Have you noticed how language is being manipulated? Words are being redefined? And the challenge is, whether you have children or not, I would hope this raises an ire in you where you are outraged. And I'm not advocating staying in emotion and being angry, but using that and fueling that and educating yourself and finding out how you can get involved in finding out more information and fighting some of this stuff. This is awful. Relativizing adult individuals having sexual thoughts and hopes and desires with young children, literally, and being relativized, this is outrageous. I saw this quote recently. The only way for evil to triumph is for masses of people to make comfort their idol, allowing their apathy to shut off their ears from the people who keep warning them. This is a warning. They are coming after our children. Now, you may go, Frank, I'm way ahead of you. I've been fighting this battle for a long time. Call 800-222-5222. And I don't play that audio for shock value. I'm just simply here to say this is not going away until enough of us say, no, not in my community. Now, one of the last thoughts I have is it can get a bit overwhelming. It seems like everywhere you look, lies are being purported as truth. Life is getting more trying. Seems like some of the bad folks are getting away and no repercussions, not being held accountable or anything. And so you're like, man, what can I do? I'm only one person. You literally may save the life of another human being by getting involved. Normalizing pedophilia? You would think a culture, a community, a country would be so outraged, these people would not be given the time of day. But that's not the state of things. If anything, there are growing numbers of people that think this should be normalized, which is indicative of a lack of barometrical morality that we have in our culture, where somehow anything goes, everything goes. Hey, you know, we live in a day and age where we quell some of our outrage because we're concerned we may offend somebody. We don't want to hurt their feelings. They can't help themselves. They were born this way. Really? Really? We're gonna buy that one? And I want to be careful here. I don't know the actual organization, but there is a pediatric medical group. Maybe I'll find out on the break, where they have also jumped in and started to normalize this stuff. And I don't want to broad stroke all counselors. I think there are some great counselors out there. But when I hear somebody say, I'm a sex therapist, and this is something we all need to be made aware of, that, no, pedophilia, no. We call them minor attracted persons now. And you say no. You shut this person down, her social media, whatever it takes. You know, my son is 14, but whether you have an adopted or a biological child or not, all children, in a sense, are your children. And we need to fight for our communities, especially what's going on in the school system and some of the sex ed stuff that's being talked about. We may do a program in the next week or two. But this is shocking. At least I hope you were shocked. Maybe outraged. Maybe that will give you the impetus to do something about it. I don't know. But you're always welcome to call the program. 800-222-5222. Hour number two is around the corner. And we have to weigh in on Mar-a-Lago. And that name. Orange guy. What's his name? We'll talk about all of that. Take your calls next. 800-222-5222. This is the Frank Sontag Show.
The Frank Sontag Show is brought to you by Home Comfort USA and the IRS problem solver Phil Liberatore.